Gary D attends his own funeral, exclusively on www.garyd.com.
44 degrees, the Gary D funeral program continues now. We switch live back to Public Square, and your moderator and host for this funeral, Mr. Merylopoulos.
Hope our God looked down upon this Cleveland community today and said, let the rain hold up until after the funeral of Gary D.
Yay!
In case you just joined us,
thank
I'm Merylopoulos with our WERE staff bidding goodbye to Gary D.
Yay!
From Public Square,
hello,
where Gary's last moments for posterity and his posterior are being held. Ladies and gentlemen, with a message of faith and devotion, a man who knows Gary well, who looked up at the stars and said, I know your birthday, Gary D., and your Venus is in the 15th house.
Yeah?
And your Mars is in the 22nd. Gary's been in many houses, sometimes jumping out of bathroom windows. My friends, were you welcome to this solemn service? Count John Manilesco.
Oh, get that Dr. Voodoo out of here. It's Dr. Voodoo.
The famous Count John Manilesco.
My good count, bless you.
Bless you
to
my child. Bless you.
Why, you look pretty wild, Doc. Hey, he's got a 13-year-old bride.
Yesterday she was 14, huh?
Yeah, and I think you've been out with my girlfriend too, Doc.
Anyhow, I'd like to say a few words here, seriously. I have consented to read a few excerpts from the funeral service, from the rites, in my capacity as bishop of the Christian Life Science Church of California. Yeah. Now, many of you might ask why I have consented to this travesty, this mockery.
Mockery?
Yes, indeed. A mockery it is. But I have a good reason for consenting. You see, there is such a thing as divine retribution, divine justice. Now, no man, not even Gary Lee, can get away with such an act of faithlessness.
Now, wait a minute here, Dr. Voodoo. Let's get this...
Now, there have been attested cases in the history of mankind where people have challenged the authority of the Creator.
Huh?
And they did drop dead.
What?
They did. Now, it may be a befitting occasion for me to read those last rites just in case. Just in case. Now, I'm not going to bless him, but I'm going to read from the rite of funerals the appropriate words. Our brother is going to his rest in the peace of Christ with faith and hope in eternal life. Let us commend him to the loving mercy and forgiveness of our Father and assist him with our prayers for all the sins he committed and especially for the sin he's committing today. He became God's son through baptism, I hope, and was often fed at the table of our Lord. May the Lord now welcome him to the table of God's children in heaven.
Amen.
And with all the saints, may he inherit the promise of eternal life.
Amen, brother.
In heaven or in hell, who knows?
Hey, wait a minute. I know what to do out there, brother.
Let us pray to the Lord, especially for ourselves. May we, who mourn, be reunited one day with our brother, Gary D.
Bless you.
Together may we meet Christ when he, who is our life, shall appear in his glory. Before we part, let us take leave of our brother. May this last farewell express the depth of our love for him, not hatred, our love.
Yeah.
Let us ease our sadness and strengthen our hope. We know that one day we shall greet him with joy. Where the love of Christ, which overcomes all things, will destroy even death itself. Our prayers are now ended, and we bid our last farewell. There is gladness in our parting, but it should fill us with new hope. New hope that the new Gary D, who will be resurrected, will be a different person.
Hey, am I going to be reincarnated, Doc?
For one day, we shall see our brother again, very soon, I hope.
Yeah.
And enjoy his love, his blasphemy, and his Bible thumping apries.
No, wait a minute here.
By God's mercy, we who leave this church today in sorrow will be reunited on WERE in the joy of God's kingdom. But with a different Garrity. A Garrity whose heart will be cleansed.
Thank you, Doc.
And whose brain will be brainwashed.
Oh, good.
Let us comfort one another in the faith of Jesus Christ. Let us pray.
Thank you, Doc. That's very good. Yeah, I'll back up good. Hey, Dr. Sir John Calponi Baloney Manalesco.
Dr. Count
895.
Count Manalesco.
Thank you.
May the devil bless you for your words this morning.
May sin be in your seventh
house. This morning, in the solemnness of the occasion, I ask Mr. Paul Newhoff, the general manager and vice president of WERE,
oh, no,
if we could have at the radio station today sometime, in behalf of our fallen chosen leader,
yes,
a moment or two of silence on the air.
Well, we have that all the time.
For the bygone era of Gary D.
When these people start cussing.
Paul Newhoff, I said, we should have at least a moment of silence for Gary.
I'll vote.
Paul said, Merle, I'd like to do that, but we can't afford it.
That's their
we could, he said, back. Run a 30-second commercial in that period of silence, possibly for Carpet Barn or Carpet Village.
Yay!
No, he said, we can't do it. If only Ray Bogart were here, we could carpet the casket. My friends, at 9:30, I'd like to tell you, this is People Power, WERE, Cleveland, Ohio.
I hope.
And in case you just joined us, this is the funeral service of Gary D.
It's a good one.
On behalf of the WERE staff and management, I'm Merle Paulus, and back in our studio is John Webster, as we say goodbye to Gary with choreography by John Pruder. To my left is Gary's councilman, a man for whom Gary had the greatest respect. As a matter of fact, just yesterday, Gary was saying, David Strand is not as big an idiot as the rest of them.
Trenton, David Trenton.
Well, he isn't. Gary's councilman,
David Trenton.
Hey! Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, and the many enemies of Mr. Gary D. Gilbert.
Yo! Yeah.
As many of us here are in sorrow, I have to say there's a joy in my heart.
Yeah.
To know that I will no longer be woken up at 6:30 in the morning by an idiot calling on the phone.
No!
And asking that famous statement, are you awake yet? There's also much joy in Ward 32 in the ethnic community, where we no longer have to listen to his uncalled for statements about the ethnic people.
Yeah, boo!
But as Gary was a friend of mine, did I want to leave this time go by without putting in his coffin a gift for him?
Oh, let me take it with me.
It is a direct hotline.
Oh!
Telephone.
My phone.
It is made of special asbestos material because for where he is going, it will have to endure all the heat it can take. Mr. Gilbert.
Oh, thank you, David. Oh, hello, Trenton. Are you up yet? Hello, David Trenton.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we continue with this solemn service, saying goodbye to Gary D., we go back to our studios for these commercial messages.
Wonderful. Make a buck, Newhoff.
Every day of the year, paint and pattern centers discount wall covering, paint, and flooring. Big discounts. But this isn't every day of the year. These are grand opening days. Our big new paint and pattern decorating center opens in Mayfield Heights. Our discount prices now discounted even more. A discount on top of a discount. Now 20 to 80% off on everything at both stores, Mayfield at Lander and Northfield Road near Southgate. 20 to 80% off at paint and pattern centers. Fantastic buys. Thousands of decorator wall coverings like imported grass cloth, now as low as $4.98 a roll. Canvas back vinyls, including Waltex and Sanitas, 20 to 50% off. And paint, Dutch Boy architectural latex flat, just $3.99 a gallon. Now through April 8th, 20 to 80% off. Because at paint and pattern centers, this isn't every day of the year.
Once I was Rich Little, you know, the guy that does impressions.
Then I experienced a most extraordinary personality change. It happened soon after I sampled a few Sunsweet prunes. You see, despite the prune's rather inconspicuous appearance, it is remarkably well endowed with such potent vitamins as A and B, plus niacin and iron in silver. The next day I sampled some more.
It was then that I realized, Scarlett, that these were no ordinary prunes. Why, do you realize, sweetheart, that more people eat Sunsweet than any other prunes? Therefore, they're always fresh, moist, and tender. And if you don't like them, frankly, I don't give.
All right. All right, who did it? Who did it? Who took my Sunsweet prunes? Did you take them, mister?
I didn't take them, Captain. I ate them.
Sunsweet prunes. Think of them as vitamins with wrinkles.
9:33 on WERE, the great Gary D. Funeral continues from Public Square.
We got more going for you at Union Commerce.
Union Commerce offers you the best deal in town on your savings. 7.25% annual interest on savings of $1,000 or more. All we ask is that you leave it on deposit for 4 years. You'll not only get high interest paid quarterly, but also free checking. And that can save you $100 or more. So if you've got $1,000 to save, put it in a Union Commerce Savings Certificate of Deposit and get 7.25% annual interest. Of course, money withdrawn prior to maturity is subject to a lower interest rate by federal law.
We got more going for you, Union Commerce.
We got more going for you.
We got more, Union Commerce.
We got more going for you.
We got
Member FDIC.
Your Whopper your way at Burger King. We'll hold the onions or add extra ketchup or go easy on the mayonnaise without making you wait extra minutes. So if you want a hamburger that tastes the way you want it to taste, come in and have a Burger King Whopper. Have it any one of many ways, but have it your way.
Have it your way.